All right, hi everyone. I'm at Olli Paranoid, and this is Postmarketer as Reliability in 2026. So last year at FOSDEM, we were there too. I gave a talk about Postmarketers in general, what it is, how it fits into Linux Mobile, the wider ecosystem that we are building together, and so on. If you want to know that, then please watch the first talk first. This is a rather short talk on a specific topic, which is last year we said that our main goal for 2025 is improve the reliability of PostmarketOS. And yeah, improve the reliability. So what did we work on since last FOSDEM? There was systemd and muzzle upstreaming, which gives us better management of services, logging, and more general predictability in the behavior of lower levels of the operating system. We shipped that. And now in systemd 259, muzzle support is actually upstream, which is awesome. So we don't need to maintain patches downstream anymore. And this was made possible by Uavata, Jane, Casey, Newbyte, Anna, Clayton, FosDD, PJ, and a lot more people. Really awesome. Then we worked on an optional immutable version of PostmarketOS called Duranium. This will allow moving from one well-tested image to another one, so you don't have the problems that you run the package manager and then you screw up your system because something happens and you have a unique system afterwards, whereas the images are like, this is the one image, it's tested, and you move from one image to the next one. And we are making it optional, so you can still do everything you want if you are a developer and just want to mess around with the system. And this is using systemd tooling, so mkosi, systemd sysext, systemd repart, and systemd boot, which fits nicely now that we have systemd. And yeah, the status is that we have a working prototype by now, so this can already be built for specific devices, and it can be tested, and it's basically working, but we need to scale it up so it works for all devices and so on. Yeah, so there are the people to thank for. That's Clayton, Esther, Johannes, and some more people who made this possible. Next, we worked on Lightly repositories. In 2023, we started with one for Plasma Mobile, which just builds the current code that is there every night, and then developers can run this version. And afterwards, last year, we added Mesa and Forge in a desktop repository, which does modem manager, libqmi, upower, flatpak, systemd, porkit, dbus, and libcamera. And at the beginning of this year, KDE will be added as another nightly repository, and previous Plasma Mobile repository will be moved there. So there are some new scripts that work better, and this will make use of this as well. And we have a GNOME nightly repository also. And yeah, I will show how this all fits together shortly. But the big project that we worked on was CITron. So you see a graph there, because what we really want to do is run our tests on real devices. And yeah, CITron is a project that is used by Valve, who make all these cool games and Steam and so on. They use it in Mesa CI actually, and we figured, yeah, okay, it looks really nice there, works nice, so let's adapt it for PostmarketOS. And yeah, so quickly how it works is you have your device under a test, which could be a phone, any device running PostmarketOS. You have a power delivery unit, this PDU here, that connects it and basically provides an API that you can press the buttons automatically and run an image on it and so on. And we connect this to our GitLab instance. And this means whenever we change code in our GitLab, we can run the tests on the real hardware and ensure that it really works and only then merge it. And so, yeah, for this in May, we got the first self-hosted setup done. Then 2 months later, we were able to run PostmarketOS MK InitFS, the thing that rebuilds the InitRAMFS. Through this thing in QMU at first, just to prove that the whole setup is working. And same for the device package, which means whenever you make a change to the device package in PMA ports, then it will run through the whole thing, boot up the device in QMU, and check if it's working. as expected, and if there are any regressions, and that we can then fix before we merge the stuff. And then at the beginning of this year, like 2 weeks ago, we actually had the real first device there, the OnePlus 6. And now it is all set up that if you make a change to the OnePlus 6 in PostMarketer's Edge, we run it on the real device, we run the tests that are there, and yeah, we directly see if there's any important regression that causes it to not boot or any other major problems. And it looks like this. So you have the pipeline here with all the stuff, and then you have, okay, it's running on a real device, looks good, let's merge it. And this was made possible by Martin, Pablo, Casey, Connor, Federico, F underscore, Aylin, and Casey again for another part. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, they deserve an applause for sure. And a big part of this is the PCB, or power delivery unit, in the graph above. I explained what it does, and again, Connor and Federico did this, and here's a short timeline. They ordered the first version, second version, and then it pretty much worked already, and just in time before FOSDEM, we got another production batch of the 0.3 version, and now it's here, so I think you can see it at the stand if you're lucky, and we will play around with this for sure at the hackathon that we have after FOSDEM. So it looks like this, and people are really excited about this online. Yeah, so please don't do anything weird with it. Yeah, nice. Okay, so what can we do with all these nice parts? We have a PostMarketer's change request, PMCR, in progress about redefining the main category of devices. So we have main, community, and testing categories, and main is currently mostly empty except for QMU, because yeah, we realized, okay, the stuff in main isn't really working that well, and we want to make it so that if something is in main, then it really means, okay, this device is really good. And it's still in discussion, but one thing we basically figured out is, okay, we want to require automated hardware testing for anything that is going to be in a new main category. And furthermore, we need automated test farms. We already have two hackerspaces that are working towards having this, and also Luca, who just gave a talk before me, plans to set one up at Fairphone as his own project. Yeah, also we need to add way more tests. So right now we have basically a few tests that ensure it boots and so on, but as we can test everything under the sun basically. One example that Federico made is testing voice over IP, voice over Wi-Fi. Yeah, there's a whole blog post about it. Go read it if you're interested. It just tests that this stuff works and even tests that the audio is working properly and so on. And having this will already make sure that we don't have any regressions there. And as we all know, call audio is something we want to have reliably. Yeah, that's the goal, right? So also we want to test more versions. What we already have is test merge requests. Then we can test the nightly repositories, which I mentioned before. So we can, for example, test the nightly modem manager version and see if we have any regressions there, and then fix it upstream directly. We could test current edge and stable releases, and the Uranium images, the immutable stuff. And also by having this stuff, we could have nice graphs that show us, okay, it worked reliably over time, and then maybe it dipped somewhere because there was a bug, but it was followed up upon, and it was fixed right after, and now it's good again. That's the idea, basically, where we want to go. Expect more news soon. We have a blog, we have a Mastodon account. Check that out. Get involved. We have a specific chat about the hardware CI now that you can join in IRC and Matrix. And if you want to contribute to PostMarketer in any other way, we have a lot of things that you can do. Just check out the homepage, it's linked there. And of course, we have a stand in building UD level 2, where we have stickers and demos also. It's pictures from today. I want to thank the PostMarketOS team and in general all contributors, everyone working at Alpine Linux, and Peter from Linmob and so on, and Elnet for some grant stuff, and everybody who donates to PostMarketOS. And of course you for listening.